Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everyone. So glad to be with you. Here it is, Saturday night. You know, they used to say years ago, Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Not anymore, because we're here. And for the next hour, I'm going to be your psychic love doctor. I want to welcome those of you who are on Facebook watching on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. Thank you for being here with us. I want to also thank our many blog talkers who join us, like around the world. So we're very happy to have you with us as well. And, of course, our very own Jimbo Baggins is here. Yay, Jimbo. And he is right now testing our communications.
It's all good.
It's a go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Perfect.
So I want to remind everybody that we're using ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception during this show and when I have private sessions with you. Now, what else do I tell you? Oh, so don't confuse this with tarot, oracle cards, or any of the other wonderful systems that are out there, and there are quite a few. Excuse me. If you, I don't know if any of you know this, but if you go to tarot.com, there are many different systems you can use for free. And then if you want a more elaborate tarot reading or runes, they have quite a few. And I have no affiliation with them, but I just think it's nice to share a freebie with friends. So anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo now so he can, you know, give you tips on calling in.
All right. First of all, I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and that is our opening disclaimer.
Exactly.
Also, we will also... if you are an international viewer and or caller, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out like we're giving to Laura from Canada.
Yay, Laura.
Let's see here. Call in show primarily. Number, we must give you that number. I try to put it, I know the blog talkers can see it pretty clearly if they're they have a computer in front of them. It's up there in the corner. But I still give it out. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. And when you call in, you'll hear some messages telling you you can listen to the show while you wait. And if you hear the show, everything's working perfectly. We see numbers. We see phone numbers on the list. That means everything's working just great. If you hear nothing, hang up and call back. That's all I can say. That means there's been a glitch. It doesn't happen very often, but, you know, cell phone world we live in, things disconnect for mysterious reasons. All right, well, while you're on hold, I'm sure you'll be on speakerphone, multitasking, listening to the radio, doing all sorts of crazy stuff. But when we go live, please, if you legally and safely can, stop all that stuff. Get off the speakerphone, kill the Bluetooth, shut down all the noises around you, stop doing the dishes, or I don't know what you are doing, maybe chasing the neighbor around with a rubber hose, I don't know. Whatever you're doing, please, if you can. Especially if you're in your own home, you know where the best comfortable, quiet, good cell phone reception, and make it the best you can because the transmission is going through Blog Talk, going through the internet, and eventually comes out our speakers, and quality goes down after all that different stuff. So it'll make the call go better, smoother, quicker, and that'll help us get to the other folks.
Absolutely.
Also, tonight at the conclusion of your reading, your intuitive card reading, we will give you a quick one-card healing angel card reading. So when you hear the angel harps, that means your reading with Deborah has concluded. That doesn't mean that it's about to conclude. You got get more quick questions in. That's a negative. That is a negative. We got to at a certain, we can't go on forever with one reading. We just can't. And if you would like that kind of attention, you should go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage, and you can arrange a private one-on-one reading, and then it is literally one-on-one. You can ask all the questions you want.
Yeah.
She'll do the cards a bazillion times or whatever during the amount of time that you have slotted. So I think I have covered it all. Yes? Yes, we have. So let's go to our first caller.
Oh, yes.
See, my fingers are off now that I put the name.
Oh, my.
It's really weird. I know. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. They were kind of too long. 219, Indiana, 219, caller number one.
Hi, welcome to the
hey,
show.
Yeah, you are this
our first caller. Yes, and who are we speaking to?
Alexis.
We knew. We'd like to hear you say it so
yes.
The other folks can hear.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Alexis.
Yes, Alexis, how are you doing?
I'm great. So I have another situation at work.
Oh,
and
okay.
I want to know why this girl keeps snapping out on me. Her name is Lynn. I'm in back cash, and when I'm doing my back cash and I mess up on an order, she want to get aggressive and want to fight and stuff. So I want to know what's really is. I want to know, do she got something to do with Feliciano? Why she snapping at me like this? Or what is it? Is it just because all my customers love me and I'm getting all my hours? I don't know.
Yeah.
What should I do about this?
I was going to ask you something, and it slipped my mind. Do you have
international shout-out to Lady R, South Africa. I will have to get that in because it's very early in the morning there. So
is this just another coworker, or is this
a
boss?
Yeah, she's just a coworker, but she act like a mess. She's a coworker, but she just like... Yeah, she's a coworker, but she's just doing too much.
Yeah, some people, who knows, you know, some people just don't like people for no reason whatsoever, and that's stupid.
Well,
a lot of times,
I think the whole store don't like me.
You know what? It's a female thing.
Well,
I'm convinced of it because you guys seem to, if you have to go out back and kind of knock each other around, what happens? You come back, shake hands, and everything's fine. Usually.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk to her. She walked in my face and tried to fight me one day. So I don't even want to get to know the girl.
Oh, shoot. Did she say why she wanted to fight you?
Supposedly I messed up on the order. But she was yelling to the back. So I told her if you wouldn't serve the orders off, you would know what's going on. And she got mad, talking about I got a nasty mouth.
To
get back at you.
Yep, got to tell you, Alexis, I just had to reach down and pick up a card off the floor. My grandma used to say, if it falls to the floor, it's coming to the door. And I got to tell you, this is one of the best cards in the deck. This is a card of success and happiness. And
yes,
very good card.
Bills, yes.
It's wonderful. So it's going to come and knock on your door.
All right, well, the cards are going down, my dear. The cards are going down. Also, while she's doing this real quick, I just want to let everybody know I forgot to mention that our Facebook Live folks, we will probably work in one or two messenger calls, and then but it has to be to Deborah Lee, and she has to be your friend, and you can only do it when we tell you to, because otherwise we got to hang up. All right, back to the reading.
All right, and I want to mention I forgot to say that we're using a 24-card layout, so we're not just grabbing a couple of random cards. I know others do that, and that's fine. I'm not comfortable with that. I'd rather use the full layout that I would use if like Alexis and I were in private session. So this way, you get a little bit of a peek at it. What's her problem?
Yeah, what do you see? Jealousy?
Oh, well,
anger
I think
with her own life?
Actually, I think it's more resentfulness because you've gotten way too much attention and consideration from the higher-ups, you know, when you have all right?
Yeah.
So she's irritated by that, and she wants to find a way to vent by rattling you up and, you know, maybe she...
Making me lose my job.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's miserable. She doesn't want anybody around her that's not miserable like her.
So what I want you to do is really try to just let it roll off your back like oil or like water. On a duck's back.
Water on a duck's back.
Just let it roll.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, you should, I would irritate her back by complimenting her. Saying, hi, Lynn,
ooh,
how are you today? Smile and be drippingly sweet.
Might make her blood boil.
Her eyeballs might
explode. Oh, I thought she had something to do with Feliciano. I'm about to say, God.
No.
Her brain might explode.
There's no connection with that.
So she's
This is about you getting, like, being the boss's pet.
She's an unhappy, jealous
boss. Older lady, yeah. She's older than me.
No, she's older, okay.
Yeah, well, she's irritated.
She's crotchety.
Yeah, and she has some personal problems, like, at home.
Yeah.
But she shouldn't make you the whipping boy.
She's not supposed to bring that shit to work.
That's right. But I think it should just be sweet as jam with her.
Thank you. I love y'all. I really love talking to you guys. Y'all, A1.
Don't
go. A1. Yep, we like that. A1's a good rating.
Yeah.
Real quick, your healing angel card reading, and you'll have to think about this. Subject is creative potential.
Yeah.
You are by nature infinitely creative. Life is a sea of creative potential, just waiting to be expressed through you.
You have more to do in your life than what you're doing right now. And when the time is right, you're going to step out and get busy with it.
It says you are free to express all your heart's desires. You don't have to bottle them up.
Yeah, you don't.
I just said that, and that's crazy. Me and my best friend, I had called my best friend. I'm sorry, I know it's time for the y'all. But me and my best friend just talked about this, and we both was on Indeed. Look, I was looking for a better job opportunity because I know more, like, but McDonald's do have a job opportunity that gonna open for me in a couple of months. I was in a video, like you just said. I was in a video with the big boss. I had got in the video, and they want to make me, like, the person that go around everywhere telling about the – yes. So, the whole store hates me. Everybody looks at me weird. Like, my birthday tomorrow. Sorry about that. I'm about to hurry up. My birthday tomorrow, somebody gave me a name brand purse and gave me $30 and some drive-thru.
You know
they
what?
Were looking at me like,
yeah,
that's later.
Let them, they got their sour grapes.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like to see other people succeed.
Oh, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not getting, and a lot of it's their own fault. They're not having their life going in a good direction, but that's usually of their own making.
You know, because you have such
And then you can't be mean to people and think that, like, I've been working this draft through almost a year. I've been, you know, they see everything. You know, customers, they love when somebody happy and not, like, my household is so awesome. My household, awesome. My bill, I just paid my bills. I'm blessed. My birthday tomorrow, but my bills was the first thing to pay. Like, I'm so happy in life. I don't have nothing to worry about. Me and my kids is good.
That's all you got to do.
And you know, once you are gone the entire limit that you can with McDonald's, and it could take you far.
It could take you
far, yes.
I think the hospitality business, like working in hotels, being an assistant manager.
Well, a lot of times management comes from the people that start out.
At the drive-thru window.
And a lot of corporate people like
that. Yes, that's crazy. But I didn't want to know what's going on with her because I'm I need to know before I act crazy with her.
Right.
Monday I was going to go in there and snap on her like, look, enough is enough. I'm tired of you.
I would just blow it off.
Yep, kill her with kindness.
And be sweet, right. Because she's not.
She's looking for to push your buttons.
Yeah, that's all.
Yep, so if you'd like...
Okay. She don't like... As you say, she's just hating on me. She don't like me.
Just hating. You're just there.
Because you're going places.
You're happy. You're doing a good thing. And you're not miserable like her. Misery likes company.
Exactly.
So you keep on.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
Yep. You all come back now. You hear?
Okay. Yeah, I am. I'm going to come back. I can get back in the line, too, today, right?
Say again?
Bye-bye. I can get back in the line.
Real quick, I just put her on hold. You can only do one call per show.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. You can continue to listen, continue to watch on Facebook Live, but one call per show. And we're going to go to area code 267, which is in Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, it's Jessica. It's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jessica.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Hi. I'm a little bit tired today, but generally I'm I'm good. I wanted to let you know that I think I found a place to rent. I think I found my new home after the 6 months or 7 months of searching and being on my journey that I've shared with you guys.
This is in Florida.
I know.
But
you know what the thing is I'm not like super excited about it. I like the land that it's on. It's on a farm, but the house itself, it's a twin home, so you're like attached with somebody else on the other side of the house.
But
I don't know. It feels like a little bit old and like run down, not like as nurturing and new and nice as I would like. So I just wanted to see what you guys, what you were pulling cards about it.
About that, okay, about it. Well, you know, sometimes the places are a little older and maybe not up to date technology-wise or have little itty-bitty glitches in them. Sometimes they grow on you. Won't know sometimes, you know.
It feels like a little bit dirty. It feels like dirty. That's what I'm saying. It's like dirty feeling.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Sometimes it's not really a cleanliness thing. It's just, this is old, that's old, this is old, that's old, and you kind of get that feeling. I know what she's talking about.
Well, and you know, when you move into a new place, everybody wants to clean it their way.
And there's no problem with that. There's absolutely
nothing wrong. Even if it's been sanitized.
Right.
You know, there's just things you want to do.
But all right, she's going to do the cards and see. Oh, international shout out to Mike from the UK.
Mike. Is he Mike?
No, of course not. Of course he's not Mike.
He's not Mike.
He's on one of his other alter egos.
All right, like, give me a moment here. I got to look at this.
Okay, well, you take a look there, girly girl.
Now, you've walked through it, right, Jessica?
Yeah.
What was the feeling you got?
Well, this is the other thing that sort of put me for like a little bit of a loop. I saw the unit that was on the right side of the house. When I first went there and I was like, you know, fine, they're putting down new flooring, they're painting it, the kitchen looked new-ish. I said, fine, I can deal with it. It wasn't like perfect, but I said I could deal with it. Then what happened was my realtor was like talking to the guy who owns the place and he said, oh, that unit's been spoken for, the left one you're going to move into for the same price. So I wasn't so happy about that. So he's checking on that. But it's unit where this girl is moving out of the place that she's lived there for 15 years. So I know for sure it's not updated. And I asked my realtor to see if like they would do updates there also. But I don't know, I didn't see the left side and that kind of just, I don't know, it kind of made things a little bit sad, I guess. The last couple days.
Bit of a bait and switch, but
well, I have to ask you, as I'm looking at your cards, how desperate do you feel? Do you feel like not that desperate?
That's the thing. I mean, part of me says, don't, you know, I've been on this journey for 7 months, and for 6 months, I've been bouncing around from motels and hotels and campgrounds and, you know, not comfortable. So, part of me says don't settle because you've already been on this journey for a while. Just hold out for something that you really love. And then the other part of me says, you know what, you're tired and you are kind of desperate and you want to just settle in. So just take it. So that's the thing.
What do the cards say, Deb?
What I'm getting from your cards is that it's going to be a struggle to be happy there. I feel you could go in. You could sage the place. You could do little fix-ups here and there, just kind of get rid of that. It's got a gloomy, dark feeling to me that I'm seeing here. However, if you're desperately in need, I mean, winter's coming at some point. So if you need, can you have a limited, is it month to month?
What are the terms of the lease?
Well, that's the other side to it, too, is that it's a six-month lease and then month-to-month. So, I would just be there for 6 months, and then I could find something that I really like.
You into the spring.
Yeah, not bad.
And I think knowing that there's an end in sight will make you feel hopeful.
Yeah, 6 months leases are, that's very unique, and that's
like that.
And the fact is, if you're not super happy there, you can say like, well, I've already been here 30 days. I only got 5 months to go if I don't like it.
And I think that on that basis, you should definitely take it.
Right, and it gets you out of the hotel stuff at least, you know, for a
few months. Yeah, but you know what? I haven't been – I've been living in a warehouse now. I moved again.
I've been living in some of the places. It might
– you poor thing. It might seem like a palace to you.
It might at least,
when it starts snowing outside and,
you're probably going to at least – if nothing else, you'll probably be happy for the 6 months, if nothing else, right?
Yes, and I've got to tell you, your life is not at a standstill. I'm looking at cards here that are telling me things are going to start happening for you.
Yeah, I feel it. I do feel it. I'm glad that you're saying that. I just, you know what, Dad? I just feel like kind of sad. I mean, I'm going to cry because I feel sad. I've been on this journey for so long, and I've been through so much shit. And then I end up with this place. It's not like...
But you're not buying it.
Yeah.
But you're not buying it, remember.
6 months
is a very short commitment. If you can live in a warehouse and hotels and all that stuff, you can live in a place that's not up to your standards for 6 months.
And you know, the higher power
your decision.
Might be testing you here to say, if you can make this work, there will be better things coming for you.
It could be a stepping stone to a better place.
I agree. Well, for one thing, I think you're going to make nice friends from that little area you're moving into.
Other doors that you may have never even seen might start getting open.
And
that's
what
I'm hoping, a nicer area.
What is your status? I mean, I'm trying to remember amongst everybody. Are you single? Are you, you know, with someone? What's your situation?
I'm single, but I've been in like energetic contact with my life partner. Like, I feel like he's going to come in when I move there. I think he lives in that area.
And that would be really awesome for you. And there's another one that's coming a long distance that I feel after you have, like, really got chosen to become involved in this relationship, you're going to be relocating with this other one that's coming. So you're going to have choices, definitely. I'm sorry, you're fading out. Honey,
between men, you think I'm gonna have choices with men?
Okay, absolutely. So
this may be a necessary move to get your life rolling in a direction, at least
into proximity,
instead of just standing still. At least you'll get the ball rolling, at least.
And wow, hon, you should really pat yourself on the back. You know, other people would have folded up from this.
Yeah, you did hang in there.
I mean, hotels and warehouses and whatever else. Yeah, this is a big up for you.
Word up on that, dog.
I know. It's been like, I know. I'm not really so good at like convincing myself of doing things that I don't really want to do. But yet, I mean, I am happy to be in this warehouse. It's much better than the motel. Even though it doesn't look better, it is much better. Like, I'm all by myself here. It's quiet. I don't have all the creepy people all around me. Like, that motel was disgusting.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the cheap ones are. But anyway,
and if you don't feel right, don't make the move. Listen to your heart.
They always say, well, heart, well.
Your gut.
How about let me read this card because it's going to go down. We're going to read you a healing angel card, and it's probably going to just.
Deb, but because you're saying if I don't like it, don't do it. This warehouse that I'm in, my realtor is letting me stay here. It's a commercial space. I don't know how much longer he's going to let me stay here, and he pulled some strings for me to get this place.
That's okay.
Yep.
You decide. And Jim's going to read you a really meaningful card here.
Your healing angel card.
Yeah.
Subject is heart and soul. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear.
Yep, that's true. I think it would be great for you to move forward.
So trust your heart. Yeah. Trust your soul.
Yeah. Well, that's the tricky one. That's what I play along with. Like, is my heart saying to do it and just be done with this chapter? Or is my heart saying to not settle? So.
Well, you have to think about that. Yeah. Maybe I don't know if you meditate at all.
I do.
And then you might want to just keep working on that and see if the answer comes out in meditation. that's all I can suggest, really.
I really don't think it'll be hard for you. If you were to stay there indefinitely, I do think it would be a struggle to be happy there.
Yeah, it's forever.
It's just a stopgap measure for right now.
It's not a big commitment like you're actually purchasing it. That's when you really go through the internal struggle. This is a six-month lease, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be happy there for the 6 months that I'm there?
I believe so. Yes, I really think so. Stay too long. I think, you're going to want a new environment. But I think, and if you need upgrades, tell that landlord. Honey, I'm going to have to move on, but please call us again. We'll be on Monday at 6 p.m. On News for the Soul.
Yes, you know where to find us. Thank you so much. And good
luck. Thanks, guys. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
All right, very soon, did I mention? Yeah, very soon, folks, we're going to...
What are we going to do?
Not now. So be careful listening to me. Not now, but very soon we're going to take a couple messenger calls. But right now, we always get everybody on hold before the show started. And that next one is 423 Tennessee.
Tennessee, come on in.
It must be Luna.
Yes, Luna.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
This is our Luna.
Yeah, how's Luna doing?
Yep.
Yes.
We're doing better today. My little one, you know, everything's breaking up in his chest. So hopefully that's a good sign for him. And he's able to walk on his foot a little bit better today. So doing a little bit better.
Poor little guy. You know,
he's been through the ringer.
Yep.
Yeah, he is. Well, I still believe and remember what Amber was saying when we spoke with you. What was that, yesterday? As she said, he's going to be okay. And I agree. You know.
Yeah, he's a tough little dude. I think he'll get through this no problem.
I used to get pneumonia like every other year when I was a kid in Minnesota.
I heard that Jim was very sickly.
If I'd have lived like 100 years earlier, I would not have survived as a child. But anyway, what do you got? What do you want to know, Luna, specifically?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, October is wrapping up, so how does the month of November look for me?
Cool. Do you have any Thanksgiving plans?
We're going to try to go see my grandma. She hasn't been doing good since she fell down her steps and broke her leg. We found out while we were up there with her that she does have dementia. And my mom is up there with her currently, and she's telling me, like, it's gotten her dementia, it seems like it's aggressive because she's just getting worse and worse.
Oh, and that is so heartbreaking. You know, look at late President Reagan. You know, he was having issues like this, and he honestly thought he was going to the office and working, and he was coloring in a coloring book all day, and he thought that he was still running the country, you know, and it's heartbreaking. But I think they do find a little bit of happiness in what they can recall about the world. So, you know, we're hearing so much about everything like this, it almost makes you wonder, what's living for? Seems like there's all these different terrible diseases, but we got to stay hopeful in the midst of it all.
That's the big circle of life. It's mankind over thousands of years. There's always been hurdles and obstacles coming along, and you gotta jump the hurdles. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I think November just might be a little challenging for you, Luna. Damon doing? Is he okay? Because I feel like he'd be a little detached.
He is a little detached from everything because, you know, things are getting tougher here. You know, things, money-wise, it's just money-wise right now, things are tough. We're basically living paycheck to paycheck like a lot of people, and, you know, more things are coming up that we need, and we just can't afford it. So it's just, Yeah, he's a little detached, but, you know, he's still here with me, I guess.
Well, what I see is that he has a tendency to dwell on, you know, the misfortune.
A little bit of glass half empty at
a
time.
And he's probably still kind of grieving over the whole law, legal case.
Yeah, the whole thing. Probably he was hoping that would have come out and helped you both financially.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You are very strong, resilient, a lady, and very flexible. I mean, I think that you could find a way to be happy in a tent on the side of the road if you had to, because you're very adaptable. He is not so much.
Like me.
And
that's the way I am too. I could live in a garbage can, like Oscar on the Muppets.
That actually adds to happiness. Simplicity is the true definition of happiness.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot to make
But he's dwelling on, or going to be, that he's a loser. He can't take proper care of his family. He looks at you and it's like, to him, you're like oblivious, and I know you're not. So if you find him getting very argumentative and, you know, being out of sorts, just try to swing with it, I guess. Just be you.
Easier said than done.
It is.
We know that. But, you know, sometimes when people are in a funk, you can't necessarily, they have to get themselves out of the funk.
They do. Personally, I don't think there's anything you can do except just be Luna.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if that doesn't work, then it's not your fault.
It is. Yeah.
Real quick, Luna, your healing angel card reading. Subject is the Archangel itself, Archangel Raphael.
Ooh.
And this is what he says. Feel yourself surrounded by my emerald green light. I, Archangel Raphael, offer you healing and solace. The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine eternally bright. Trust.
Yep, that's true. Trust and faith, boy.
Yeah, faith is that's the other F word that's tough to sometimes come up with when things are like beating you down.
And also, all that's going on with the little guy is frustrating the big guy. You know, multi-billion-dollar, you know, medical system. How is it they're guessing? And you know what I mean? They should be knowing.
Yeah.
But medicine is kind of a guessing game.
It is, unless it's one of those old school things. Oh, this is clearly this, you know, but things aren't clear all the time. All right. Thank you so much,
take
Luna.
Take care, honey.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yep.
Yeah.
And have
bye-bye.
A good Halloween if you don't talk to us sooner.
Hey, you know, Luna. Or is she still there?
Yeah.
Luna, you had said, I think yesterday, that you were thinking of not doing Halloween.
We're planning on, like, just making him his favorite meal, letting him watch some Halloween movies and... You know, I plan on handing out candy. So, you know, maybe just have him sit out on the porch with me and just hand out candy because it's going to be relatively warm. So, you know, it's not going to be like he's going to be cold or anything. So, you know, let him put on his costume.
If you had a wagon, I would put him in a wagon and take him to out trick-or-treating where you could go to the door and say, my son has a broken foot or sprained foot, you know. And it's a way to let it be something for him. But I'm just suggesting.
Yeah.
That's all.
Right, well,
take care, honey, and happy Halloween.
All right, happy Halloween. Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All righty. I have typed it into the Facebook. We're going to do a quick little window here for anybody who wants to message us from Facebook Live. We got some international folks that appeared to be interested earlier. And we will only wait a few seconds because we have other callers. So, folks on hold, we're not kicking you to the curb. Don't start hanging up. We just have to, once in a while, when we get the opportunity, see if our Facebook Live folks would like to messenger Deborah Lee. Not the Psychic Love Doctor Show, Deborah Lee. That's who you messenger. That's the kicker. Let's see here, and I will start getting ready and prepared for the next caller if we don't get a messenger one here soon. At least we said we tried, right?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, we know what this one is.
Sorry, folks. Messenger window has closed. And if you call now, we're going to hang up because we got to go to the phones.
We know what this one is.
We do.
I think so.
Do you want to double check? Make sure I don't skip. I hate skipping, so we will go. Excuse me. 520, Arizona, 520.
Hello there.
520, Arizona.
Hello there.
Hey. How are you guys?
You, sounds like you have the show on in the background. I don't know if it's on your computer or something. That please turn that down.
No, I got rid of it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, good. Well, nice to hear from you.
It's nice to talk to you all. You guys missed a couple of days. I think you were taking care probably of your wife. You had a wife.
Yeah, life is life.
A little bit. It was the anniversary this past week of my husband's passing, and every year it hits me real hard. You know, he was cheated out of, an old age.
Oh.
So we took a few days because my reading ability just was not there. When a person is troubled, you're just not going to, you know, like myself, I'm not going to be able to give it my best. So.
No,
we're back to business now, and yes, go ahead.
I'm sending you a cyberspace bouquet of flowers. I'm so glad that you took time for yourself. I'm really glad.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Now, what
can we do for you?
Yeah,
would you like
to know, Deborah? What I was going to ask is what you see. I like the way that other lady phrased her question. What do you see for me for the month of Thanksgiving? I know I moved here, and I've got a wonderful neighbor who I like. I know he's from out of town, but I could simply ask him if he has plans, and I think I would be happy, you know, however it shakes out for me, if I just, you know, go out of town, take a ride somewhere, you know, out in the country. I mean, I do have some choices, but how do you see it for me, please?
Okay, good question. Here we go. I'm going to take a look right now.
The question was basically November, right?
Yeah, for right now.
I was doing something in the Facebook
I do
live.
Remember in previous readings, before you moved there, we had talked about that you were going to have a very nice male neighbor.
I have two male neighbors, one who I've known a long time because I came back to this town to live, and I know I've known him a long time, and then this new one, and so it's nice, it's very nice. It's pleasant, you know.
That's good.
Pleasant.
It's nice. Yeah, pleasant is good. All right, what do you got, Deb? I thought the cards were done. My bad.
No, I'm getting there.
I'm rushing here. Shame on me. Don't rush me. Wait. What's some of these commercials?
Well,
go ahead.
I think it would be nice if you could have some companionship for Thanksgiving. It's still quite a bit away, you know. But otherwise, you strike me a lot like Luna, who called. You're very resilient. You have a lot of strength in you. And I spilled some coffee on me.
It's not. It's only coffee. It's not acid.
You're adaptable. So. It's you know, both of us have been military families, and there are many holidays, many important occasions that don't get spent together as a family because somebody's out at sea or somebody's off for training, and it just becomes kind of another day.
Even when I started working the shipyard, I was spent the Thanksgiving down there and working in Kings Bay, Georgia.
That's right. Remember that?
Got a ticket on Thanksgiving Eve. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but I think that the month will be fine for you. I still have to tell you, though, be very careful with your money. All right? That thing is still in your cards. And it looks as if it will be when you are out and about, like shopping or what happened? The kids went, two of my kids went through a drive-thru. And their credit card numbers or their debit card numbers got stolen.
Well, credit, debit, you know.
Yeah.
Bank card numbers.
So just be very watchful. This will pass away as soon as it's, going behind you.
Typically, almost everybody she gives this warning to, the people become more watchful and it just vanishes.
It will vanish.
It never happens, but
yeah,
never say never, so it's be watchful.
And there are a lot of crooked people out there. Go ahead. I can tell you want to say something.
Well,
yeah.
I did have to report my debit card loss this morning. I didn't want to. It didn't make sense to me that I didn't have it. I went to go buy gas, and I couldn't find it, so I called the bank, and they canceled it. And the last time I had it was when I went through the drive-thru of the bank, and that's the last time I had it. So I thought surely the bank would have called me if they had discovered that they had kept the debit card. But,
they're going to issue you a new one.
Oh, yeah.
But that could very likely be what I'm seeing. You were out and about.
You already were proactive. You reported it.
Yeah. Watch, it won't even be there next time. Okay. But it was here. And it was a very good thing you noticed it, because somebody was going to go to town with that card out there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's the world we live in.
It is. And the scammers online are absolutely horrible. You know, they're coming up with some really slick schemes. You know, I got to mention to you, do you remember you talked about that woman who, what was the situation with, it was with your husband, I believe, that she wanted to have him or date him?
Yeah.
She's under sure to come true. Seeing you again has, stirred her up. She would like to very much try to defame you in a professional way. So
okay.
be watchful. That would, what's going on?
Noise. Go ahead. Keep talking.
So, for instance, what struck me is, for one thing, I'm not clear on what it is you actually do. I know that you had a situation overpaying somebody. Do you have are you working a career?
I am in a career. I do.
Okay.
Well,
you might want to Google her every once in a while, or yourself, because this was a woman that was after her man and a lot.
I was doing stuff. Oh, my bad. Yeah,
but
ignore me.
She's out to get you back. And it's not like you're in danger. All she wants to do is fame you, malign you, say terrible things like that about you. And you know, that can turn out to be slander, libel, all that. So I would just be on the lookout.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, and I know what she's capable of doing. And so I completely understand what you're talking about. I really, really do. And I'm sure it's going on now as we speak. Yeah.
Yeah, well, she needs to get spanked hard if she causes you any harm. She'll need to have cease and desist,
that's all, folks.
They call it a letter from a lawyer saying you better stop this crap or we're going to sue you, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, it happens. She's a very petty, spiteful lunatic.
Lunatic free.
Yeah.
All right, stand by for your healing angel card reading before we move on. Archangel Gabriel.
Oh, that's a good one.
Soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you both.
Oh, well, we hope to speak to you again. And have a nice Halloween, I guess.
Indeed.
You all too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk soon. Take care, and bless
you. You take care. Bye. God bless.
Alrighty.
Oh, jeez.
We're going to keep on.
All right, let's keep trying to go.
We're going to go to area code 443, which is in the land of Mary, Maryland. 443,
Maryland.
You're next.
Hello. Who are we speaking
to?
Who, and this is?
Suzanne.
This is Suzanne.
Oh, you know, it's so funny.
I just don't
I've been
assume.
Thinking about you.
Yeah.
You might have been. Actually, this is crazy. I have a recurring dream about a like a neighborhood bar that I do not know. I mean, it's not in my real life, but I often dream about going there, and you were there, and you were just sitting there with your husband, and I recognized you and a few others, and there were some people I don't even know that I was saying, hey, Melissa, look how pregnant you are, that kind of thing. And it struck me that you were there, just sitting there quietly.
Huh.
Yeah. So I've been kind of thinking about you, and voila, here you are. So tell us, what can we do your reading on for you?
What would you like to know?
Well, you know, for you guys know, for 3 years now, I've been working on this spiritual journey, and I know it's going to happen whenever it's supposed to happen. And what I want to know is, am I still doing the things I need to do? And is my work situation what I need to be in?
Okay.
Like
sounds
right now.
Good. Yep. This sounds great. So we shall see.
Yeah, pardon the silence. I was, I multitask. I was doing some Facebook Live stuff.
Yeah.
Man's got to do what a man's got to do. Of course, it wasn't really man work. It was just, remember her name?
Yeah.
What?
Why?
What's her name?
Why do you want me to say it?
Because I was going to give you a message that she wanted to tell you.
Well, you could tell me. She may
so
not...
you don't remember her name.
I do, but she may not want us to advertise it.
She's in the freaking host queue. Waiting to call.
I have to focus here.
All right. Never mind. I did not speak. I am not here. I'm a figment of your imagination. Go ahead.
Oh, your cards say absolutely, Suzanne. You are hot on the trail of a new future for yourself. Definitely.
Okay.
And remember, I keep telling you, there's another woman that you will be connecting with. And she is here. Mm-hmm. I can't even fathom at this point how the two of you are going to meet. But it appears to me that she will be traveling, maybe coming to do something in your city. And I just know with faith that your paths are destined to cross. And that there
okay.
is going to be future work between the two of you, like joining up together. But when it's going to happen, the cards are not revealing that quite yet. Your husband, though, is here, and I see him becoming gainfully employed again. Has he?
Oh, okay.
He has? Yes.
No, he has not yet,
okay.
And I'm so thankful that he's
she
going
was
to be.
That he sees that coming.
Oh, you're glad it's in the
yes.
cards. Very soon.
Yes.
And he will stop being
good.
A pain in the neck.
Pain in the buttocks.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
that's wonderful.
And
yeah.
Yes, and he will
she's
be very happy,
that.
Very happy.
And it sounds like she shall even be happier.
Well, I think so, too. He's kind of man that can't sit idle, you know. He's got to be. No, he can't. So I really think it's coming very quickly, probably this week.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, very quick.
Good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Very damn quick.
Now, you have a daughter, right?
Yes.
Your daughter
yes.
is figuring in your cards as wanting to talk to you about something, and she's very sorry. She's feeling a lot of regret about something.
Hmm.
And she wants to talk to her mom.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
So,
can you tell which one?
Oh, I didn't know you
which
had
which daughter? Did you have
I
a
think
personality?
It's the older one. Unless they're
okay.
twins, then we've got to go by minutes. But, yeah,
no,
I have
three, and
okay.
if it's the older one, that's fine.
It's not that big of an earth-shattering thing, but it is to her.
To her, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just be prepared if she says, you know, I really need to talk to
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes when somebody says, I really need to talk to you, you get worried.
I do.
And it might not, like she said, it's more earth-shattering to her than to you.
I want to know one of two things, who's pregnant and who's in jail.
Or whatever, or
That's what it seems to come down to.
Well, yeah, on Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. All
right.
Shall we? Yes.
Stand by for your angel card. Healing angel card
okay.
reading. Subject is middle path. Embrace both sides. The middle path is the road to a balanced, more peaceful life.
And that correlates completely with your question where you said,
okay.
am I doing your, yes, you're working your J-O-B, but
yeah,
you're preparing for a real career doing something that's really going to fulfill you. But we got to get the bills paid at the same time.
They have to, yeah.
You know,
they don't pay themselves.
That's right, absolutely.
So just keep that in mind. You are right where you're supposed to be.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Have a good night.
Yep, you too, Lucia. Talk again.
Bye.
Alrighty then.
I think we're going to finish this list. Just don't take any more. What did you used to
There's
call
no
it?
Take.
What did you say?
There's no take.
Yeah. What did you say before? Used to call it tagging. Tagging
on Facebook Live, I say tagline. But anyway, all right, let's go to area code 516, which is in the great state of New York.
New
516, welcome to the show.
Hi, who's on the line with us?
Hi, Debbie and Jim. It's your favorite person, Kavita.
Oh, Kavita, hello. Things are finally back to normal around here, but we have we had to have a few days, you know.
Yeah,
Jim,
sorry about
that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry,
Jim
we
was,
had to go through.
Jim was like my husband's little brother. They were very close. They went to NASCAR races together. They went to football games. I mean, they were brothers. So we needed a little time. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you should. I'm glad you took a break.
Well, it's the thing.
Anyway, I wanted to ask you, in 2 weeks is that great workshop that, remember I spoke to you about that healer, Jerry? I've been doing his meditations. They're really powerful. I was wondering what you pick up about the workshop.
Okay. All right. Do you already have a ticket for it or whatever you need?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That always helps, by the way, people. Everything is theoretical until you actually have taking that job, bought that ticket, you know, moved or agreed to move into
that
place.
Taking that course, taking this, you know, in other words, actually stepped in.
Okay. Is this going to be a healing workshop or is it going to be more for me? Oh, it is?
Healing workshop.
Oh, it'd be wonderful if he could, you know, resolve what you have.
Yeah. People with scoliosis have had spines reshaped and cancerous tumors have been gone in his previous workshops. I mean, incredible. Eyes have been healed, cataracts gone, things like that.
Okay, let's see what we have here.
Sorry, I'm doing stuff, so it's...
We're fine.
I apologize for the silence.
No, we're fine. Oh, I think it's going to be life-changing for you. I really do. And I would like you to go into it with that mindset that this is going to be your golden ticket. Like on that, what was that, Willy Wonka, the golden ticket?
Well, the movie was
Willy
Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and I think the book was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I just had to say both because some people like the movie, some don't, you know, vice versa. Go ahead.
Cards show right now you're not quite sure. There's, you know, you're like, well, I'll give this a shot, but, you know, you're kind of thinking that you don't want to hope too much or invest, you know, too much faith in this. But I think you'll find when you're there, he's going to say something that is really going to resonate with you in such a big way. That's in your cards, by the way.
Okay.
All right, let me see what else we got here. Oh, I've got to tell you, love is on the way. It is definitely on the way. Didn't I tell you that man that I see for you is busy wrapping up like a relationship or well, that's done. He has done that. And he is now turning toward the future, a new future. Okay, so that's really going to be good. And I'll tell you what, if this truly happens for you and you two go to exchange vows, I'm coming. I would love that. Yeah, I've got to come and see that. All right, so anyway, how is your mother? Because she's figuring in your cards.
Yeah, I mean, she went through a little scare and stress because of the accident that she had, but she's doing well now. She's doing better.
I hope she's being really careful. Your mother is seen in your reading as possibly having a fall, like a physical accident. Won't be like life-threatening, but she's elderly, right?
She's very active. She's 84, but she's very active.
I think it's maybe more of a careless step, you know, something like that. So if you hear that she's had a fall, something like that, I wouldn't freak out too much. It's not that bad. Okay. Just thought I'd mention it.
All right, real quick before we move on to the next caller, are going to move on to the next caller. Your subject of your healing angel card reading is love. The heart of love is the heart of creation. All is possible through love.
Yes.
All is worthwhile for love. May all you think and feel reflect love's eternal truth.
You know, it's funny. Not funny, but it's kind of ironic, and yet I don't even know if that word is right. There is a thing I bought some time ago, and it's called Love Tuner, and it's on a chain that you can wear around your neck.
Little whistle thing.
Yeah, you've heard it when I use it.
It's a little whistle, weird little whistle thing.
Now, you are the man that understands the hertz. It's at a certain hertz.
That's a frequency.
Yeah, that is known to be the love frequency.
It cycles per given time, typically cycles per second.
And you might want to do some looking at this. It's supposed to be part of like attracting love to you, but I'm thinking about your tinnitus. What if the love frequency could help to you know, eradicate that?
Hey, there's nothing to lose. Oh, okay. It's not like it's $1,000 device.
Jerry the healer has some transmissions on his website for healing the ear. So I've been working on that. He said to do it for 18 days.
That sounds wonderful.
They say the human ear hears just a limited range of the frequencies and sounds. They say that. That's like, I think that was one of the theories when MP3 first came out. They actually removed a whole bunch of sound stuff that the human ear couldn't hear anyway, so the file got smaller and compacted. Wow. But anyway, let's not get into that crap.
No, but it's interesting to know that.
All right. Thank you so much.
And if we don't hear from you before then, please call to fill us in after the workshop.
Yeah, you know where to find us.
We'd love to.
I'll let you know how it goes.
And
definitely. Thank you.
If you want to give me a try again sometime, I'll be happy to meet with you online.
Okay.
I'm in much better spirits now.
Word up on that, dog.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. We got to rock. We got to roll because we got another caller.
There you.
And we're going to area code 630 that could take us to the finish line. That's in Illinois, 630.
Well, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Of course, honey.
And we extended the show a little bit, so you will get we're not going to hang up on you at 8 o'clock.
No, we're here for you, and you're going to take us out. Okay, so to speak.
Okay. I got your book on Amazon.
Yeah.
I've been practicing I stayed up all night last night reading it, and then I went back this morning. I literally fell asleep with the lights on last night reading it. I did. It was so good.
Oh, well, I appreciate
so
that.
So good.
And some people have told me they have been able to actually do that. I didn't write it with a bunch of million-dollar words in it. I wanted even just a common housewife.
And it's not a textbook.
No. No.
Because otherwise it would be too big.
No, but a lot of the so-called gifted psychics out there did not appreciate that book. Because in it, I kind of say they want to keep that mystique going.
Oh, well, yeah, you know how it is. They don't want people to learn how to do anything for themselves. They want them to be dependent on them.
So what can we do for you?
What would you like to know?
Okay, well, my question is like, okay, so when you do your reading, you said that you do the 26 cards.
24.
How is it different than, 24. So how is it different than the technique in the book?
It's the same thing.
That is her.
Except for the bed. There's one in there called the bed. It's too hard for us to do it over the air.
Yeah, it's something that is somebody, you did it for somebody recently, right? On who paid for a reading?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it uses less than 24.
Less, but it takes her a little while to lay it out, and there's a lot more discussion involved. Not good for the radio show.
Yeah.
I did some readings and I kept getting like the 10 of hearts, and I know that you keep telling me that like once I get down to Miami, that's where I'm going to meet my one true love. So I found the town today.
Wow.
I wasn't sure where I was. Okay, so I found the town today. I know like I have a house, I'm manifesting, I know how much I should spend and everything like that. Am I like ready to step into this new, I mean, I'm stepping into the new energy now, but do you see, am I on the right path? Like, can you give me confirmation? Like I thought
sure.
about a town. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank
That's
you.
A very good question.
What is the name of the town, if you don't mind me asking?
Surfside.
Oh my God! Do you know what that is?
Is that where the big building collapsed?
Yeah,
right?
That condo high rise collapsed there.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm getting a house. I'm not buying.
Oh,
no,
we weren't trying to make a relation saying that your impending doom was coming. We just
no.
That was the first time I ever heard of Surfside when that came out on the news.
It is a beautiful community, and they had that terrible tragedy. That happened.
Isn't that like very close to Miami itself? South Beach area?
Yes.
Isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is its attraction. That's why everybody loves that place. But yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well,
check it out.
She's going to do the cards. And
thank you.
It's a very good question. I think it's a smart question.
Oh, I think you're going to love living there.
Without the cards going on. I would assume so. I mean, everybody currently loves South Beach unless... You're from Siberia and you don't like sun.
When
you know?
I was paying attention to that big collapse, I started doing a lot of reading about that community. There's a lot of affluent people there, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a great deal of opportunity there for you.
Sure. I mean, that whole area has got a lot of opportunity. All right. What do you got, Deb?
Yeah. To answer your question in capital letters, yes.
Holy capital.
You are stepping into that energy, and so is your future mate. So they're both at up. They're, you know, what's that with? She's A and down there is B, her partner,
mm-hmm.
and they're both stepping into the same kind of energy.
Okay.
So this is awesome.
Okay.
Watch your money. Watch it. Every time I see this in a reading, I've got to tell people, if you were listening earlier, the lady that called in said she had lost her debit card and had to get a new one.
She had to report it missing.
Yeah. For you, just be careful, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when she says watch your money, that we can't tell you specifically what exact thing. It could be a million different things. It could be as simple as that card. Could be identity theft, email, right?
Well, what I'm hearing is don't give anybody a ride that you may meet. What? Yes?
No, right, because now I'm coming into my money and, like, you know, a lot of people didn't even believe that, like, I could do this. And so they're going to want
to be careful with your
no
generosity to strangers.
Yeah, if somebody says, hey, I really need a ride to blah, 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 don't do it.
When you go to one of those areas where there is a lot of people with money and all that stuff, that brings a lot of riffraff out, too, that tries to get it from them.
Exactly. You are going to make a female friend very quickly after you move. I think she's right on the street you're going to live.
Empty.
So it'd be very nice. But yeah, watch it. Don't take, I know if we're supposed to be generous to others, but I feel like you're going to get robbed or something's going to happen that you don't need to
pickpockets are slick.
Yeah.
Pickpockets want to distract you. Look at this, look at that. And then all of a sudden somebody went into your purse and pulled the little bills.
Or they can have a weapon.
Look at that. Well, that's really scary. Or they have those little scanners that will pick up on you, will read your chip.
Exactly. So just be careful, hon. Do you know when you're going to start out?
Yes.
Is that yes or no?
You said yes,
okay.
I thought.
When are you starting?
Yeah, you don't want to reveal the time.
You don't have to tell us. But
well, I mean, I just found the town today. Like, I wasn't sure where to go, so I kept asking Spirit, give me the information, give me the location, give me the way to get there, give me the place. And so I just found it today. And so, but I appreciate you warning me about that because now I won't get robbed because you told me.
Exactly.
So I'm going to.
As long as you heed the warning.
Yeah, and you know what? You're going to sell a lot of windows. Down there, a lot of windows, yes.
All right. We have been on so long, my heart.
Thank you.
And don't leave yet. I have we have a healing
angel
card reading before you leave. Subject is integrity.
Oh, yeah.
Be flexible, but be also true to you. Stand by your beliefs and values, and others will stand by and believe in you.
Love that.
It might be a business thing.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that.
Very important to have integrity when you're doing business.
And we hope you have a nice weekend. And call us again when you have the chance, hon. Love hearing from you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk again. Yep.
Thank you.
Have
bye-bye,
a good one.
Hon. Yeah, I'm all set up.
Well,
bring Madonna in.
Yep, I mean, we finished our call list.
I like it. It's over, say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Yeah. Talk to you then. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.